Did you see her?
Hello and thank you for calling Premier Phone Service. Please be aware that this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Beth and I will be assisting you today. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. May I please have your name?
My name is Blake Warren.
Warren. Is that two R's in Warren?
Yeah, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay, fantastic. And how may I help you today, ma'am?
I'm having some serious problem with my phone.
Okay. Can you describe in detail for me what kind of issues you're having with your device?
Well, it isn't working. I can't get the screen to turn on. It was fine yesterday, but today it's just a solid black screen. It won't come on even when I tap the home button or the power button. I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, well, let me see if I can help you with that. Can you give me the model name of your device?
Yeah, it's a Player V2090, dated 2015. So it's kind of an older phone. I've had this thing forever. I hope it's not so outdated that there's nothing that can be done to fix it. Do you guys even support that model anymore? Is that why it's not working?
Yes, ma'am. We do still provide support for that model, even though it's 5 years old. May I verify your account number, please?
Hold on. Okay, account number. It is 928-473-739-237.
Okay, I've got 928-473-739-237.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to pull up your information here so that I can help you. Can you also confirm your customer ID code for me?
Yeah, it's kind of long. It's lowercase XKY 20, capital K, capital P, 19, lowercase R, P, 5, lowercase Z, F, Q, 3, 4, lowercase A, M, 23.
All right, let me just repeat that back to you. I've got XKY, 20, and then capital K, capital P, 19, lowercase R, P, 5, lowercase Z, F, and Q, 34, lowercase A, M, and was that 23 at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You got it.
Then I'm also going to have you confirm your password for me.
Actually, I'm not sure I'm supposed to, give you my password over the phone. Are you, these say that you have to be really careful on the phone giving personal information out like that, so is it safe to just give you my password?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right to be careful when you're giving your personal information out on the phone, like passwords and such. But in this case, I'm at the verified call center. I can assure you it is safe to provide me with your information. You verifying your password for me is going to allow me to access your account remotely so that I can continue to assist you and see if we can get your problem fixed.
Okay. So then my password is... yes, no, ducky, 20. So capital Y, capital N, capital D, yes, no, ducky. And then the 20 at the end is numbers 20.
Okay, yes, no, ducky, 20. Okay, that password doesn't appear to match this account. Is there a different password maybe you've changed it to?
Maybe. Let me see. It might be yes, no, ducky 23. You could try that one.
Same capitalization and everything.
Yeah. So capital Y, capital N, capital D, and the 23 is 23 at the end.
Okay, I'm gonna try that. Okay, that went through. All right. I've got all of your information up here. Just seeing that you are on the basic bronze plan. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just me on the plan.
Just you, one device?
Yep.
Okay. So it looks like your phone number of your device that you're calling about is 456-9865-2345.
Yeah, I'm calling from a different phone, though, obviously, since my screen won't turn on.
Okay, that makes sense. Can you give me the number of the phone that you're calling from right now, just in case we get disconnected for any reason?
Sure. It's my dad's cell phone. The number is 923-692-2423.
Okay, 923-692-2423, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, fantastic. So what I'm going to do now is take you through some troubleshooting questions so that we can determine if this is a technical issue or something else that you're experiencing.
All right.
Okay. So first, does your phone turn on?
I think so. It buzzes when I press the power button.
Okay. Is the device charging?
The little light at the top of the phone comes on whenever I plug it in, so I think it is charging.
All right.
The screen doesn't turn on. It doesn't do anything.
Okay, so the screen's well, it's not working. Okay. Are there any cracks on the screen, or has the phone had any trauma, like anything heavy set down on it, or has it been dropped?
No, the screen's fine. I haven't dropped it or anything. I don't know what's wrong. Are you sure they haven't just shut the phone off because it's too old? I pay my bill every month, and it would have been nice to get some notice before my phone was shut off.
Oh, no, ma'am, that's not the case. The phone is still supported. There's another reason it's not working, I would say.
Okay, because this phone is really important to me, and I'm just seriously worried because I've got a lot of important stuff on it, like all of the photos I've taken and contacts I've saved. I've got my passwords on there, just a lot of things that I wouldn't be able to replace. And I'd really love to be able to keep it or get it back or save it or something.
Okay, I understand. Absolutely, ma'am. It's definitely a frustrating problem, and I'm very sorry you're having such trouble. We will do all we can to assist you with this.
Is there any way I'm going to be able to retrieve all of the things that I have on my phone?
Well, once we determine the reason why your screen's not working, then we can determine if we need to move further. If it doesn't get fixed, then we can work on possibly getting your data retrieved from your phone.
Okay, I'm just stressed out, you know. I didn't need this happening. My dad said I should get a new phone, but I didn't listen to him. And I also never backed up my photos on the cloud like I know I should have, so I guess this is probably karma or something.
Well, it sounds like a technical issue, ma'am. So definitely don't beat yourself up about not backing it up. You know, these things happen.
Okay.
So it sounds like I said, a technical issue. That's why your screen won't turn on since it is charging, and the phone itself is on, just the screen isn't working. What I'm going to do is transfer you over to a device specialist, and they're going to have more information about the technical aspects of the phone, more of the design structure. So they're going to be better able to help you find a solution to your problem.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I do apologize for the inconvenience, but I hope we're going to be able to get it fixed for you.
Yeah, it's super inconvenient. I'd like to be able to use my phone again. But thank you. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. So please hold while you are transferred.
Okay. Big red button. Oh.